Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A massive string of organized retail robberies this past weekend has rocked the Bay Area. It's left many people wondering how much worse it's going to get. For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Good morning, Phil.
Well, good morning to you. And you're right. People are poised, especially law enforcement and retailers, to wondering what's coming next.
And what do you think? I mean, I'm curious with how much time you've spent here around the Bay Area, Phil. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, it's interesting. We saw it beginning after the George Floyd civil disturbances, where we had these swarms of looters who took advantage of the situation. They weren't politically connected, and they weren't making a statement about social life or sociology or anything like that. They were taking advantage of the fact that the police were being preoccupied elsewhere, managing demonstrations, and then swarming into malls and strip malls. And then it laid low for a while. And now it's coming back. And the fear is that once people got the idea that they could do this, they're coming back to do it now, especially in the Christmas season, because this is when stores generally bulk up on their inventory, have more things to offer, and are better targets.
But this is just so crazy because it's not looting. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not taking advantage of a situation, power outage, a riot, anything like that. This is just straight-out robberies.
Yeah, and you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. It's sort of an outgrowth of the sideshows. That's where people get together and they were spinning donuts, let's say, and shooting off guns and sort of just doing mayhem in general on streets in the Bay Area and around the state. And here's what they have in common: crowds, cars, and cell phones. And what we have is a situation now, technology's involved in this, where the same group that was doing sideshows and mayhem there has discovered that those same tools, the car, which gives you a great amount of mobility where you can go anywhere, and cell phones, which gives you the ability through social media to instantly or within an hour say, let's hit this place, has popped up as a crime. And that's something we hadn't seen before. And the added dimension of this is the mobility, the idea that you can drive from place to place. And that's why we are seeing such an uptick in the CHP and other law enforcement. The idea right now is to prevent those cars from getting to their targets and those crowds from getting to their targets. And that's what they're going to be doing this weekend, trying to use intelligence to manage where those crowds might show up and how to keep them from getting there.
And what have you heard, if anything, Phil? I mean, we have heard a little bit here and there from a few of the local Bay Area district attorneys. I mean, have you heard anything else in terms of how, you know, if these people are arrested, how they'll be prosecuted?
Well, it's interesting to note that the district attorneys that before were saying they weren't going to be locking up people or throwing heavy charges at nonviolent crimes are now leading the charge. It's one of those is Chesa Bodine in San Francisco, who's saying he's keeping them locked up and he's throwing the book at them. That's not what he said when he was running for office. But now he's facing a recall as this goes on over people saying that things have gotten too loose. So it's going to be an interesting political twist on this as well, how we go forward.
Yeah, a whole different ball game. Phil, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Take care and be safe.
All righty, and that was KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.